In today's Modern Ag Report, I'm sure you've heard the saying, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. The World Wide Web and today's social media has given anybody a venue to advocate any message. The amount of misinformation in mainstream media is shocking, and this is where the Animal Ag Alliance comes in to defend agriculture. Director of Communications Hannah Thompson says some groups are taking advantage of that social media venue and flooding the internet with their opinions.
A lot of what we do is monitoring some of those detractor groups. So, of course, there is a animal rights community who don't believe it's okay to use animals for human purposes, whether it's food, clothing, medical research, regardless of what it is not okay to use animals. So, in order to further their mission of ending animal agriculture, they put out a lot of misinformation to try to mislead consumers and just create a lot of distrust between consumers and farmers and ranchers. So we are definitely there on the farmer and rancher side. We think of ourselves as kind of a shield. So we want to take those blows, and we want to be out in the media and having these kind of conversations about these hot button issues. So that's really the role that we play, and the service we provide our members is being the ones to go out there and talk about this and be on social media and do mainstream media interviews that sometimes aren't the friendliest or are pretty challenging. So that's why we're here, and we're here to help.
Thompson said these groups often take that one step further by manipulating the system legally to drum up impressions and get their message in front of more consumers.
With social media, anyone with a keyboard becomes somewhat of a journalist. So, and it's also very easy to make 100 people sound like 100,000 through social media. So we actually have seen activist groups wanting people to lend them their Twitter accounts. So you give the activist group access to your account and they can then auto-post as you. So there are hundreds of thousands of tweets going out at the same time, and it looks like it's this really organic grassroots movement, but really, it's one centralized, very well-funded, very strategic group putting out a campaign at the same time. So that's one of the biggest challenges we see, and it's also so easy for rumors to circulate on social media. One post can go viral and can get out there so much more easily than if it went through the traditional media, which has a higher expectation of vetting sources and looking into the authenticity of things. That's not there in social media. Anyone can publish anything.
Thompson says that's the bad side of social media. However, there is a good side too.
I just think of social media, it's our biggest challenge, but it's also such a tremendous opportunity, because as a farmer and rancher, if you have a smartphone in your pocket, you're a communicator. It gives you such a great link and communication tool to put photos, to put videos, and just information out there about what you do every day to try to break down some of the mystery.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.